Mrs. Fine was on Rehov Bar-Ilan and realized that it's 4:58 and 4 minutes to Shkia. And and if she realizes she doesn't get a bedikah inside within the next 4 minutes, then she's in deep trouble. So she calls up her cousin who lives in Rehov Bar-Ilan, Ilya Kohen, and she says, "Can I excuse myself in your house?" "Yes, sure, no problem. I'm not home, but the door's open. Make yourself at home." "Make yourself at home? Okay, I can use bedikah cloth too." Terrific. She goes inside. 3 minutes to Shkia. Excuses herself. It does a kinuach. Oyvei, a tiny little bit of dam. Less any gris. I think I'm still okay. Goes for it to try to do bedikah. Opens up the closet. No bedikah cloth. The only thing that they have inside is Q-tips. So she takes a Q-tip. Says, "Hey, Bodeka uses a Q-tip. I could too." She starts to do a small bedikah. Puts in a little bit. The size is not a good idea. Takes it out. A little bit of dam. Plus less than a gris. She decides, you know what? She'll just use her undershirt instead. She does a bedikah with the undershirt. Comes out clean. What is her story? Where does she stand? So, we saw that there's three different types of argoshas. There's argoshas, zivas davarlach, psich samakar, and there's a zeiv harel. These, a woman has argosha. She's only a tmeo. She sees dam, ben amakar, behargosha. Now, if she sees dam behargosha, then she's going to be tmeo. And not only that, if she sees, we saw in the Gemara says that there's three different types of things that tashmish, hatoz meraglayim, and bediko, that a woman can mess up and think that she's, even though she didn't have argosha, maybe she did have argosha. It was a shayla how to learn that Gemara. Machzor shekel here in Kufay Gimel says, either do you learn on the kula the chumra, when a woman does a bediko and she finds something on it, if it's mashuch or it's ogol. The Gemara says if it's mashuch, and then she's tmeo, and if it's ogol and you have a tliya, then she's going to be to her. Where it says, what they're talking about, does she have argosha? She didn't have argosha. Where it says she had argosha. If it's ogol, then we're going to say that she wasn't margish. And if it's mashach, we say she was margish. So the shayla had on the Gemara. Is she saying that she had argosha? And we say when it's ogol, she didn't have argosha? Or is she saying that she didn't have argosha? And we say if it's mashach, she did have argosha. And after me, let's say she says she didn't have argosha. What's going to be the din? Are we going to say you did have argosha? So it depends. Only according to the second shot that we're mach, whether we're going to say that. Lalach l'chayim, so it's a situation down from the Sijitar, Chavastas, Crazy Placey. Everybody says that it's Nizaram, Forsh Ramam, Rajbo, they all say that even if she says she didn't have Ragosha, Chazoka, Shadam Bar Ragosha, a woman does a bedikah, and she comes out with down, and she says, I could take a Shwana Zivatar, there's no Ragosha, we say you're Tmei Midar Aisa. What's her lach if she's Tmei Midar Aisa? So we saw a woman that's Tmei in the times of the Torah, she would be Tmei for 7 days. And depending on when she did the bediko, if she did it in Yimei Nidus, then she would be Tmeya for 7 days. If she did it in Yimei Zivus, then she'd be Shomer Zim Kenegadian. What defines whether or not Yimei Nidus and Yimei Zivus? According to Rashi, the 7 days of Yimei Nidus, and the 11 days following the days where she saw Dam in Yimei Nidus are Yimei Zivus. If she didn't see any Dam in those days, then she doesn't reset till Nida until she sees next time. According to the Rambam, no. 7:11, 7:11. And if she sees Dam on day 28 from her last period, she does the Bedikah and she sees Dam, even though she's holding in Meziva, she's not going to become a Nida. She's going to become a Zavas, Shemar Yisim Kinegadir. Unless she has a Veskavua. If she has a Veskavua, then Chavazda says that, no, she resets again at day 28 if she has a Veskavua. That's all the times of Chazal. Then they were machmer because not every woman could be mafrid between Nida and Ziva and between the different colors. And they said, Ad Shikol Isha Shemar Yisim Kinegadir. Means even a tiny little bit, she's going to be Tamei Anida Shivas Yomim. However, that is only with regard to Mamish Dam. However, Ksamim, that's what the base is to bring down from the Rambam at the end of the day, they were not Machmer on less than a gris. So now, let's get back to our Shiloh by this woman. This woman, she did a Bedikah. We'll go through the different three things that she did. She had 3 minutes. She did a Kinuach after the Atoz Meraglan. So, and she found a little bit of Dam. So it's on toilet paper. It's Davar Shenem Kabel too. The problem is that the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chavazah that also after Hatos, not just Penegiah to Bedika, but also after Hatos Meraglayim, maybe there's a Chash of Argosha, and therefore even if it's not Davar Shenem Kabel too, even if it's less than Pesach Mishri Gris, it's a Shal of Adamais, maybe she's going to be Tmeya. How do we pass on Lecha Maisa? We Chayshu the Chavazah, Ramayshu's Chayshu, but only in a case where there's a Chash that she's not going to do it so quickly. For example, there's a pot burning, there's 3 minutes to Shkim, she still has to do Bedika. In such a case, Lechariya, there's a Chash that in the Hanami, she should be the Chash of Hargosha. Generally, we're not Cheshish. However, many Paiskim are not Cheshish with Chavaz Das. That's what it sounds like in the Pesach Tshuva. Christy places, the Jutari, Chavaz Das, all of by Bedika is a problem, and by Asos Merglaim, only Chavaz Das. And that's how the Chazanish goes, that's how Moyashu goes, and other goes, and that's how many people are knowing, that a Kinuach Achar Tos Merglaim and we'll be same up on that for to mate this lady. Then the woman, she decided to do bedikah with this Q-tip, so she stuck it inside. So it depends how much she stuck it inside. If it's just a tiny little bit, and she didn't go around l'chura, then there's no shaylo that she had argosho, and therefore she wouldn't have to worry about argosho. However, it's dam vade migufo. There's no other place to say where the dam came from. There's no kinuach. There's no. It's for sure dam vade migufo. Therefore, even if it's part of the grid, that's what the we saw the there's a machlokes in the crazy place and Mil Tzedakah. The Gilam Rashi brings down the crazy place. The crazy place says that pachas michagris vade migufa doesn't have the kulas of machlokes because if it's sure not for machlokes, so therefore she's going to be tamei. She's only going to be tamei al tekesen, not al deraisa. The Mil Tzedakah says no. Kol pachas michagris, even if it's vade migufa, they were not good on some machlal. Maybe she's going to be tar. How would we be paskin? It is a machlokes a place on the ma'isa. Shiva Levi Nemzon that Roiv Achrenim hold the crazy place. It's after vade migufa. It's going to be a problem. That vade migufa that's matamiu is only, it doesn't have the coolest of a grid, but it still has the other coolest of the Rabbanim. It's on Tivoinim, it's on Shem HaKav HaTumah, then it's not going to be a problem. And the mail, if you have a Q-tip, L'chur, you can be Madama to remove just toilet paper, then it's not reusable, no one's going to reuse it, and therefore, maybe it has a dinner with Shem HaKav HaTumah, even though it's a Kli, and therefore, L'chur, she's still going to be Tahiro, and her B'dika afterwards was good, and she can continue resigning to Kim, but Yisrael Shem HaKav HaTumah.